The arts are all about sharing passions with one another. This could include hobbies, such as music and theater, and so much more. An Omaha business owner had a vision to share his passion with the community, and it's quite unique. Vintage arcade games.
So this is Arcade 33. I opened this about 2 years ago. So we opened during COVID, and then we started getting requests for private parties, so we started kind of shifting our model to do more of those.
Patrick Garber owns Arcade 33. He says that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the business went in the private rental direction. This was to accommodate families and friends that wanted to spend time together, but also abide by social distance guidelines.
And those just outweighed how much we would get business-wise during our regular business hours that we used to have. And so now we're just a private event space. We have free arcade games for people to play. We have pinball and 80s arcade video games mostly.
Garber opened the arcade with the intent to share his love for vintage games with others that love playing vintage games as well.
People bring, you know, their own food, their own soda, have birthday parties, and any kind of event really. We've had work events here, and people really love the atmosphere and how they can just play any game they want for free.
Garber says he is always thinking of ways to improve the gaming experience quality of his guests. Right now, he says he wants to expand the amount of pinball machines within the space, introducing new ones and adding them to his collection.
I'm just really excited to show everyone my space and to get them to play, you know, new games they might not have got to play before. And I really love pinball in particular, and so it's awesome to get people in here playing games, and they always ask me for different ones or this one, or you should get this one. And so I really want to start trying to get some of those together and then change them out every once in a while, so it's not always the same set of games in here.
All the games in the arcade, Garber owns personally. He says he's been collecting games for about 15 years now. Garber says opening the arcade also helped him give all the games a home.
By that point, I was just like, okay, I have a commercial space. I have all these arcade games. I guess the next step is just open an arcade.
For Garber, opening the arcade has been a goal for quite a while. It wasn't something that he just thought of and decided to do one day. Making arcade games part of his career has been on his bucket list for years.
My first like professional job, which was at a web hosting company in Bellevue, when I was being interviewed, my future boss asked me a really important question, and that was, if you could have your dream job, what would it be? And I looked right at him and I said, I would run an arcade.
Arcade 33 is open now and available to rent for private parties. Garber says he is always so excited to share one of his greatest passions and hobbies with anyone that walks through the arcade doors. For more information on Arcade 33, you can visit arcade33.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.